You're holding Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says, "Hochi Komam that Magdishin Avrin Umalirun Behem." So again, we're trying to answer according to Bapoda that he holds a person cannot be Magdish the Avr the Uba directly. You cannot be Magdish a fetus. I hear it's Mashm Yekud. So the answer was no. Hochi Komam. This is what the Brisa meant to say, that the Magdishin Avrin Umalirun Behem. You could be Magdish just an Avr itself, just a limb, and you can make Tumur on it. But you can't stop to make tamura on an aver. In other words, if you met lechetchila makdish the aver, salacher is once you makdish the aver, automatically it's chakadush on the whole behema. And now once the behema is kodish, you can make tamura from it. But you can't make tamura onto one aver. The verse meant to say was though, the uvrim, she kotcher b'me iman, not that you were makdish the uvrim, just an uber that was kodish b'me iman, ema mirim ben. Such a behemoth, when it's born, you can't make tamura from it. So where it says, so does a diik, b'lavlade, kodeshim b'mei iman, hudula yavdin tamura. It's a mashma then that you can't make tamura, just calls the man the uber, the fetus inside the mother's stomach. However, mashma, once the uber is born, avdi, then you couldn't make tamura from that uber, from that vlad. For the ma'ayv v'tanan, we learned, ain't havlade, saysim tamura. We learned now that the vlad, when it's born from a behemoth's kotchim, let's say you had a korban shlomim, it became pregnant, and when it gives birth, so that vlad now, you cannot make tamur from it. So how could you tell me now, it's mashmas only, not tamur when it's inside, but when it comes out it is. I learned even when it comes outside, also there's no tamura. Someone says, no, hamani Rabbi Yudi, that rice goes according to Rabbi Yuda. That all that the vlad is kotchim could make tamura. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yuda, Avrin Mikotchi is the Aver by itself of Yamaktish, one Aver. Does that make the whole Behema Kodesh? I holler Rabbi Yehuda, Lestle, Homa Raglish, Ozu Oila, Kulu Oila. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from this, he said. He holds of Yamaktish, one Regal. That's all. It's not in the Spasha than the whole Behema. So the price can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Smar says, no, Omalei, Hoch of Mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hoch of Mayaskinon, Bedover Oisoy Satrefa. We're talking about now, you are makdish, a part of the animal, that if you take that part off, the animal will be a trefa. And that even according to you, do we hold, that if you makdish a part that would make, let's say, min hakuva lamala, from above the knee, if you makdish that part, so since if you take it off, the animal will become a trefa, that's a little bit like a davash on a shomet luyaba, and even if you agree, if you makdish this part of the animal, automatically it's mispashed over the whole behema. So therefore, it could be this brice that comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you'd say this part of the animal to be Kaddish, it's a spashad over the whole behema. And no adin, it's mashmoni, the uber, when it's inside the mother's stomach, it can't make tamura. But once it's noilad, then it could make a tamura. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, let's say that's a machlekes tanoim. If you could be makdish and uber or not, the sheltering bapod and abyechanon, maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. Because we learn like this. Ha sheichet, the Mishnah later we're going to have, ha sheichet esachatis. If somebody went to shech the korban chatis, and inside the mother, you found a fetus there. It's only 4 months old. It's not completely developed yet, but it was still alive. So what's the halacha upon this uber? So Gatoni Chodah, one Mishnah, one time learns, Eina Nechelis, you could only eat it, El Lezichre Kuna, Mashman has Kedusha on this uber. And only a zocher or kain zocher could eat it like a regular kodesh kadoshim. Ve'ena nechelas el lefunim naklaim. You can only eat it inside the azar, inside the base of Migdash. And ve'ena nechelas el liyem nech. You can only eat it for one day. After one day, look where it becomes like nicer. So according to this mandiyom, this vlad has the loch of mamash kedusha like a chatas itself. The tiny yiduch, another brayser says no. Nechelas lecholodim, the loch of this fetus. Again, you shechted the mother. You shechted the korban chatis, and you took out the fetus inside, so the shechita, the mother, helps for the vlad, for this uber. So another price that says, you're allowed to eat it, and anybody could eat it. For necholam acholmachim, any place even outside the base of Migdish. And then in necholam bazor, the opposite, you're not even allowed to eat it inside the azara. Why? Because it's called completely chulin. So my love isn't there, tanoihi, that's good for this makhlekes tanoim over here. The masav kedusha chalal ubrin, the tanakam lechura holds, the shita like Rabbi Yochanan that you could be makdish an uber, and therefore we're talking about when you had this famous chatis, so you were makdish it, and therefore this chal kedusha upon the uber, therefore only a kohen could eat it, and in the base of Migdash, and now when it comes nicer, over the second time holds no, ain kedusha chal al ubrin, you can't be makdish an uber, Therefore, the uba, the baby inside, it does not kedusha on it, and therefore anybody can eat it. So Chur Yisrael machlokes ba'poda, and Rabbi Yechon the Chur is a machlokes anoyim. So Mora says could be light. It's not a machlokes over here. Le'atayhani tanoi b'okim iflugi. The argument this point that the mar sovar v'lodis kodishim behevi yosin hen kedushim, u'mar sovar v'lodis kodishim b'mei imun hen kedushim. It could be both of them agree you cannot be makdish an uber. And therefore, when you first makdish the mother, it could be at that time the uber, even if it was pregnant at that time, the uber doesn't have its own kedusha, not because you were makdish it. Could be they both hold you can't be makdish it. But there's aloha that if you have a korban, and the korban becomes pregnant, the uber, the mother, so in the uber inside it becomes kedush by itself, not because you were makdish it, but since it's created its form in the mother of a korban, it also has kedusha. And that's the machlokes exactly when is the kedusha chal. So maybe that's the machlokes over here. Again, welcome if the gid demas of avlod is kedushim. The heavy yosnei kedusha means only after it's born. So kol zman the uber is in the mother's stomach, it has no kedusha at all. It's only kedush to vlad when it's born. So here, if you shechted the mother and the baby was not born yet, it's only called chulun. That's when anybody could eat it. Umasav ratanakom mods no. Vlodi kodeshim b'mei imen hen kodeshim, which is the machlokes later on we'll have, that the vlad of a korban is kodesh as soon as it's created, even inside the mother's stomach, the fetus is also kodesh. So it could be that's the machlokes over here. So it could be both of them hold like bar poda. He could learn both to know him his way, that really you can't be machdish the uber by itself. And here it's only machlokes, when is the vlad kodesh? The boy was saying another pshat could be no. Chatanahu. There's one chatanahu. It could be no that these tanas both of them hold like Rabbi Yechon. He'll learn shot like this Rabbi Yechonin that avada they hold you could be makdish and uber, but one verse is talking about the makdish behema v'yachakach nisabra that you were first makdish the mother and it wasn't pregnant then it was the uber and then later became pregnant. So loch reads that the kedusha is first chal when it's born. And that's the second brisa. Therefore, since this baby was not born, you will not eat it. It has no kedusha. But the first brisa is talking about shekdisha muberis, that you were first makdish this pregnant, let's say cow. So you made it into a korban chatis. Therefore, you were makdish both of them. So therefore, both this kodesh, the mother and the vlad. So that's piece of the way the Rabbi Yochanan would learn this machlokes tanoim. So the kids are both bar pod and Rabbi Yochanan could learn this machlokes according to themselves. Now the Gemara says, Tanya would learn like this, Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Klayim, a behemoth that was born from Klayim, a different pair of parents, Utreifa, a behemoth that became a Treifa, or else V'yotze Daifin, it came out of the side, not a regular birth, Tumtum V'yadrugnis, a suffix, whether it's a Zohar or a Keva, a Locher is Loi Kedoshim, they themselves cannot become Kaddish, and V'loi Magdishim, they can be marked as something else, so we'll soon see what that means. V'yomar Shmuel, Shmuel explains like this, Loi kedusha means b'tmura. They themselves cannot become kaddish. Means with kedusha even of tmura. That's a chiddush. Rashi says that means shimhein chulin. You have a behemoth that's a treifam or a yoytzi doifin that's chulin, and you take it next to a behemoth's kodshim and you say zutach azu. So even though tmura is chal upon a bal mum, these things are worse than a bal mum. And here there's no din tmura chal on a treifa behemoth that's a chulin, that's a treifa or klayim or yoytzi doifin tum tovadrugnis. There's not even chal kedusha tumur on it. Then v'loy makdisha means lasays tumura, that you can't be makdish them. They cannot make tumura. They have no kedusha saguf. They can't make something else into tumura. The tani would learn like this: Amar Rav Meir, meyachar sheinam kedushin. Since they themselves can't have any kedusha, heich makdishin. What's pshat to say? What's the havmin like to say makdishin if they themselves is not kodesh? So what's the Havim mean here? Yeah. So the Gemara answers, "Iyatamoytzel of the makdish behema, that where you were makdish behema first, and v'yachakach nitrefa, then the behema came a treifa, or else the makdish vlad, you were first makdish vlad, v'yotze derech doifin, it came out derech doifin." They were telling me here now these behemas, if they have kedusha on them, they do not make tumura. The question is, how do you have the kedusha in the first place? This is the hechatimsa that first you were makdish of behemah, then it became a treifa. But first you were makdish of vlad, so it's right to Rabbi Yochanan, and then the vlag came out yotze doifin. So therefore, it can't make tamura. Alma koporim, it's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that kodesh vlad, that you could be matzbish to uber by itself. So Mor says, I'm not there like this, the new yisoid, that betam b'meyet mimo afilu ba'poda nami moide de kodesh. That if you have a mother, that's a tam, complete. And the uber is also a tam. Then even ba'poda says you could be makdish that uber. You could make kedush upon the uber, it's cold like it's here, you could be makdish it. Lenechaku, where is the machlegas in ba'poda Rabbi Yochanan? Ela betam b'meyet balas mum, where the mother is a balas mum, the mother. And now the uber inside is a tam. The question is, could you be makdish the uber by itself? Since the mother has the psul, the mother is a balmum, you can't be makdish the kedushas aguf. If so, a get like the uber is a chilek of the mother, and therefore hu nami lekodesh, you cannot be makdish the uber either with a kedushas aguf. But Rabbi Yechon, sorry, Rabbi Yechon holds no. Hani kebeis behemus ninu. Like uber lav yerechimah, the uber, the fetus is like a behemah by itself. And therefore, enechanami, imohi the lemikdisha, the mother that's a balmum, she can make a kedushas aguf. Avalhu, but this uber, you could be makdish. So that's where the machlokes is. But in the case where both the mother and the kid is a tam, everybody agrees you could be makdish to uber. Therefore, comes a good braisa before. Lishnachrin, another way to say it is like this. Avol klayim v'tumtum v'adrugnis. You have a behemoth that's klayim, born from two different pairs of parents. V'tumtum v'adrugnis is covered up, we don't know what it is. Iziyat t'moitzei elab of lad kachim. How do you have these things to say they're kodesh and they can't make tmura? Only by vlad kachim. Who krev Yehuda, like a Yehuda shita shoyim, who used to say, ha vlad oise tmura, that a regular vlad kachim could make tmura. Let's say you makdish the shlom, and the shlom gives birth, so the baby, the uber, could make, has kedusha, and he can make tmura on it. So the dig is halan hu de loy kedusha gufayu. Only these here, the uber is a klayim, a tuntva drugnis, they don't have kedushas aguf. That's why it can't be true to make tamura. Abel uberin acherim kedushin, but other ubers could make kedusha, could make tamura. So I call upon him. You see, the uberim have kedusha on it. So Rabbi Abaye answers Einachnami that tam b'meyet mima divrihakol kodesh gufei. Even Bapota would agree like this. If both the uber is a tam and the mother is a tam, he could be makdish the uber. Ela ki pligi, where's the machlokes? Then Bapota and Rabbi Yochanan b'meyah balas mum, where the mother is the balmum, the ba'podis of our podholz kivund imei nami lekodesh gufei. Since the mother is a balmum, you cannot be makdish the mother with the jizaguf. Iyu nami lekodesh huadin, the vlad also can't be makdish of uber in a balas mum. Elo demei at most you could just be makdish the kedushas damim. Reb Yechon sava no uber lav yerachimahu. The kid inside is not called part of the mother, it's called a part, it's called the behemoth by itself. And therefore, v'yafaga v'imu le'kodesh le'gufei, even though the mother, you cannot put a kedushas aguf on it though, but v'lav mi'a kodesh le'gufei, but the v'lav, the uber, that's called something by itself, and that since it's a tam, that you could be makdashit le'gufei. So that's the machlokes v'apodin of Yechanan. Then the Mishnah says, v'yomer Rav Yosi, v'loy b'mekudoshim, ha'imer ragdash alzu. Rav Yosi holds that if a person takes a regular behemoth and says he just wants the foot of this animal to become kaddish, so halacha is automatically the whole behemoth becomes kaddish. That's Rav Yosi Shita. So if Rav Yosi says by tumur also, if someone takes this behemoth schulin and says he only wants the regal, just the foot of it to become tumura, it's like a chal, because tumur means like you want that regal to become kaddish. So once that regal becomes kaddish, it's nespash that goes over the whole animal, and therefore the whole thing becomes tumura.